Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another Rag Company podcast where we are still recovering from last week. But to help us do that, we've got a friend in the studio here with us, Ivan LaCroix. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Always fun to be here.
Full of energy.
Full of energy in a way that we are going to have to like meet.
I should have grabbed some of that Mountain Dew energy, courtesy of our friends Mountain Dew.
Well, yeah. You know, I was just here for one day of TRCMA. And it was quite an undertaking. Seriously, hats off, or hair off in my case, to everyone here at the Rag Company. Did a spectacular job. The whole event all week. And if you haven't seen it, please take the time. Go on the Rag Company YouTube channel. There's 10 videos there. Watch them consecutively. They're all great information.
Thank you, Ivan. I couldn't agree
Appreciate
more.
It, bro.
Yeah. As far as housekeeping, I know you guys are going to get into housekeeping, but I just went through an ordeal just taking care of my own chunk of the housekeeping, and I want to get this out of the way at the top because I've had people messaging me, champing at the bit, for those of you who are pedantic. And you wanted to know who won the Koenig wheel giveaway.
Oh,
right?
You're just doing it right at the top
I'm
of the show.
I'm leading with that and rewarding those who tuned in early.
Top of the show.
Yes. Top of the show to you.
All right.
Okay, so.
Did I win?
Unfortunately, no. I don't think the Fiat needs new wheels. Yes. But.
Well, no, Fiat. He's got one of the Koenig lines. I went through an incredibly
convoluted process to arrive at this.
Did you really?
Anthony was laughing at me from behind.
Oh, yeah.
In his cubicle wall as I developed this process to find an answer quicker than just copy-pasting into an Excel spreadsheet.
Dang, you made it so complicated. It's the most complicated thing I've ever seen in my life.
So the reason it had
to
be complicated
to write a program
was we wanted to be fair towards the people who commented in the live chat, on the YouTube stream, and left comments below the video after it had been posted.
Wow.
So we have to find a way to incorporate both, and that can be a little challenging because YouTube's live chat, once it goes, there's no way to actually pick people out of it. There's
right.
no like
Disappears.
Roster you can choose in the back end. There's no tool that does it post-show.
Right, so you created that tool.
So instead,
so in your garage,
I came up with the idea that if I use Google's random number generator and I do timestamps, because I can see timestamps next to people's chat in the live chat, I'm going to do 1 to 2 hours and like 20 seconds or 20 minutes and 17 seconds, however long the video is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep clicking until one of those numbers lines up with a timestamp closest to someone who's saying a comment about the wheels.
So this is like a Rube Goldberg thing.
So I had to press that button. I'm already confused. I don't understand.
I
eventually got one. And of those live chat comments, Piggy Trucker Jones came out victorious amongst the live chat comments.
Oh, so he's the one that won?
No, it went one step further. Then to be fair to the people who left comments below the video, I wanted to make sure we took care of them too. So I used one of the standard like random comment picker tools, which do exist because YouTube comments are easy to pick from. They all exist on static on the front end. You can see it. So then I ran a tool that selected one of those. Then once I had a winner from there, I believe it was Scott Kelly was his name, and then I ran those two head-to-head in a random choice generator that would pick from one of two line items.
So Piggy Trucker Jones and Scott Kelly.
And so I put them face-to-face, and Piggy Trucker Jones came out victorious.
No way.
So
Piggy Trucker Jones.
Congrats to Piggy Trucker Jones. It was a lot of work to get there.
Holy cow.
But you managed,
buddy. So he did win.
So you did win.
Who is Piggy Trucker Jones?
Well, Piggy Trucker Jones is going to let us know in the comments.
He watches.
What
I know who he is.
I know
he watches.
He's watching all the time, but his comments paid off.
So he just won himself a set of Koenig wheels or Mambas or Advantes, depending on what type of vehicle
so,
he has.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Piggy,
I'm guessing maybe a truck.
I think he has a truck or a Jeep of some sort.
So all I'm going to ask here is that Piggy Trucker Jones, please reach out to me at my email, dane@theragcompany.com, with the subject line TRCMA Koenig wheel winner.
Dane,
and that
you
will be.
You're giving them too much. Now you get a bunch of people that are going to create fake Piggy Trigger Jones accounts.
I'll be able to tell.
There are ways.
So I will make sure I verify before
Dane
we
knows.
Pass the info along to Scott now, over at Koenig. But I wanted to let them know at the top of the show so that there's no waiting to find out. Just get it out there. So congratulations, Piggy Trucker Jones. You won yourself a set of Koenig, Advanti, Mamba wheels, whatever you're looking for.
Whichever one of those.
Holy crap. To win a free set of wheels,
congrats.
It pays to watch TRCMA. Am I
right?
That's
lots of reasons
very
to
good
win.
Encouragement. And there were other giveaways, too, but those are the ones we're touching on today.
Impressive.
And the other ones have been handled on the back end as far as people reaching out, and we got them taken care of. I think that's all been handled now. So we're
Agreed.
Cool.
I agree.
All right, so that's my housekeeping. What about you guys?
Well, I got some.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's see. Well, I've got my. Well, I mean, let's start with the most obvious, right? New brand release, right?
Right.
Stearin & Gloss.
What's this now, brand?
Yeah, yes. That brand right there is, you know, cats out of the bag, right? That's now live at theragcompany.com. We do not have the full pint-sized bottles in yet. Those are still on their way. People have been asking when the rest of the line's coming. And we're expecting, what, April 15th, I believe?
We'll find out today.
We're going to find out today.
So basically, funny story. I got to tell this story. People got to know.
Don't go too far in.
I won't go too far,
story.
But it's a long story. But here's the deal.
Story.
Remember, Jack made that video where he, or a picture post of the 16 pallets.
Correct.
Headed their way. It was a record-breaking storm of epic proportions in the UK the day that those pallets were supposed to disappear and head to the US. Well, fun fact, the guy that was handling those pallets that needed to get the container quit his job. Proceeded to throw a number of those invoices in the garbage. So we had to hustle to try and find another company to ship those pallets. So when we got all those pallets ready to go to leave Jack's facility, that's when the storms hit. Literally everything was fighting against
conspiring
us.
Conspiring against us.
So the Stearin & Gloss hit the storm?
Yeah, so the Stearin & Gloss hit the storm. So that morning, the truck was getting loaded, soft-sided lorry, as they say over there. They loaded the truck. There was an advisory that all soft-sided lorries need to be off the highway. And they only had a small two-hour window. That two-hour window, that truck was able to pick up all 16 cases or pallets, started driving, tree falls in the middle of the highway. Freeway or the highway stopped. Who happens to be on the other side of the oncoming highway, PJ from Dodo Juice.
Nice.
Showed up, had an axe in the back of his car.
Well, he
like
is a Viking.
I was going to say, he's something of a Viking.
He
himself.
Is a true Viking.
Yes.
PJ pulls his axe out of the back of his car, chops down the tree, chops the tree in pieces, helps move and clear the road.
As you do.
Takes pictures of himself with the truck, heads to work. Let's Jack know that he had spent the morning, stop making fun of me for my Viking axe. I got to use it and help clear the way. I helped a lorry driver head on to send a shipment. Look at me, providing a
impressive
service. Jack goes, oh my gosh, that's the lorry that I just filled 16 pallets on.
Oh,
that
wow.
goes to the rag company. Good on you.
Yes. Good save.
So those products made their way, got on a ship. That ship had to leave a little delayed because of the storm, which caused a delay. We were supposed to have everything ready to go 2 weeks ago. But shipping, timing, storms, all that stuff. So as of today, there is the possibility that the products have arrived in Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh.
We will find out if they're actually here or if the boat is, you know, still in the ocean waiting to dock or if it's actually docked. We'll find out today.
Now, not a big geography fan here.
I was going to say, how did it wind up on the other side?
Yeah. They went through Panama.
Okay.
It would have been a heck of a lot shorter to, you know.
You think that.
Arrive on the East Coast and then truck it.
You think that.
Yeah.
Not so.
Isn't that crazy to think about, though? There's these guys on a boat. They go across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
Through
they
the
go
Panama Canal.
Down through the Panama Canal.
And right? back up the other side.
And back up the other side.
It sure means going all the way around the tip of South America, though.
To quite literally almost Alaska, and, or Canada, right?
Yeah.
Almost to Seattle.
Seattle.
Which is a stone throw away.
Yeah.
From Canada.
Yes. Now.
More than a stone throw.
And so.
That's sort of like the route that I took to get here.
Yeah, basically. So it's in Seattle. The goal is to find out. We'll find out today if it's in Seattle. Then we'll get it on a truck. It'll get loaded. It'll get here to the rag company. So, Anthony, your idea of possibly April 15th, April 20th, sometime in that time period, mm-hmm. we should have it available, ready to go in the store. But as of today, you can pick up the sample pack.
Right.
$75. Mm-hmm. It gets you all a nice mix of the product in some small bottles. There, that's a good, yeah, that's a route.
That's the route we took to get here.
So. Very seems very similar, ooh, almost.
We get a shot of that there, Nick, of Ivan's phone. Let's see if we can. Oh, I can see that. Yeah. Wow, that is.
You can tell what that shape is.
Yeah. So, you know, I sort of went around to get here.
Yeah. So you get a good, if you buy the sample pack, like we were just in a store. We cracked a box and looked at it. There were all three soaps in there. There was Forced in there. There was Glatt, the rinse aid, and Huel, the wheel cleaner, and Parla, the spray sealant in one of the boxes. Yeah. And it comes with an air freshener, Stjarnegloss air freshener hanger, amazing. Like hang tag one. Yeah. Looks like the fuel can. Looks really cool. but remember, guys, there's also a golden ticket. There's one of those kits has a Stekera air freshener in it, the 24-karat gold air freshener. And if you win that, you get a full fuel can filled with product.
Excellent.
And that's no small feat.
I see a question on the screen.
I was going to say Ulysses here.
I can answer this question.
Oh.
They are all spectacular. No, so get them all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the easy way of deciding which ones you like.
Yeah, I think you'll have fun with it. And then the fuel cans also are on pre-order, mm-hmm. and they come fully loaded with product.
Yes.
So for those of you going, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of money. But think about it. You're getting you're getting a fully loaded can of product that you can detail with, as well as that really cool can. And so, there's only 25 of those available.
Ulysses, when you've got some time, I highly recommend just go put it on in the background, whatever you're doing. Just listen to it. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And they do go into detail on more than a few of the products.
Yeah.
So you can actually see him use them on my dad's Jag. So that was pretty
and
cool.
And the 24-karat air freshener, it's not a joke. The stuff really smells nice.
And there are real flakes in it.
Yeah.
Can't do you need
it?
So.
No. Do you want it? Absolutely. Yeah. That's the shtick.
No, it's great. So, sorry, Anthony. Yeah, I had Anthony, to jump ahead. In on that, tell that little story, because I thought it was such a cool story.
You told the whole damn thing.
Sorry.
Well, it was little.
I thought you had to tell the story, and I was like, well, I guess moving on. So that's done. So I guess the next thing I'll talk about, unless Levi wants to jump in and talk about it, PNS Off-Road.
You can talk about it.
Are you sure? Let me give you some time to think about it. Or you have anything to say? Okay.
Thank you, Off-Road.
Anyways, yeah, so thank you. Yes, bringing up David Cervantes. Anybody else pumped for the PNS Off-Road line? So PNS Off-Road made its big debut this last Thursday. It was Thursday afternoon. And so me and Kyle Clark did our presentation on it. And so super cool to see PNS expanding into that off-road community, mm-hmm. Considering we have a lot of it here in Idaho, and there's just a ton of enthusiasts of everything off-road, whether it's UTVs, ATVs, Jeeps, off-road vehicles. You know, Gabe, right, he's rolling on 18-inch wheels, and he takes his Land Cruiser. It's a Land
Cruiser.
He loves
his off-road
Land
vehicle.
Rover.
It's a Land. I think it's a Discovery, Land Rover Discovery.
Land Rover
he's
Discovery.
Yeah, the Land Rover. Really reliable.
He loves Land Rovers and Range Rovers.
Yeah, that's has it actually ever been off-road?
No.
Other than the driveway here. Mm-mm.
Well, no. He bought it from a real off-roader.
Yeah.
And then he was like, it's already been previously off-roaded, so I'm going to just make sure it stays clean and nice.
Anyways, but people like God that, right? There's dirt bikes out there. There's all sorts of off-road vehicles, all-terrain vehicles that this line is absolutely perfect for. And so they did a fantastic job with the release. I think that it's a refreshing take on off-road products, things that we haven't really quite seen before within that dedicated industry. So, you know, having that soap with the rust inhibitors in it that has a really good dwelling action, it's going to be able to clean and lift all of those things, but also have a lot of those, you know, anti-corrosive features is going to be huge, right?
So it's going to be popular in the Northeast.
hopefully popular in the Northeast.
Well,
and
everywhere. You know, yeah. There's a lot of voters everywhere.
But, I mean, that on top of, I mean, just the easy-to-use, ready-to-use stuff in the line. I really like the degreaser, right? So the Mudbuster, which is their degreaser, mud cleaner, all of that. That was one of the ones that we'd been testing. So with being completely transparent, we've been testing this off-road line for what last 4 or 5 months through different variations that they've sent, and it's been a really cool process just to kind of see us get a little bit more involved, right? Like we haven't shown you guys too much more, but I mean, we have a razor now. We have the TRC razor that Mr. John Green has been going out and getting filthy every morning for
every
us.
Every morning. Good job. It's because that's what happens when you get here at 5 a.m. and you're the only person here.
You got to find something to do.
You get bored.
All that dirt out there?
Well, him and Josh get here early, and then the two of them go take it off. You know, they try to jump the canal.
Dude, they got a ramp now.
Yeah, they try to jump the canal, the moat. Well, they take it around the back of the building.
It was just funny because, I mean, we clean it, and he's like, okay, you guys need to keep testing, right? Okay, I'm going to go get dirty again.
Yeah. Hey, I got it dirty for you. Like, we just washed it. He's like,
and then we clean it again. Yeah. He goes, yeah, wow, that dressing really did help the dirt from sticking to it. It looks really good.
And one thing I'd like to point out about the P&S off-road line, that Dave, you know, the chemist, did a spectacular job because unlike a lot of companies, they just didn't rebottle and put another color in the stuff. Yeah. They actually went to the trouble of making things that work specifically for the off-road market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of companies have sort of rebranded stuff. That's not their style, which is great.
Yeah. Right. They added some things. So like the soap with the rust inhibitors in it and a higher pH, you know, things like that. The dressing is designed to not be a sticky, greasy dressing. It's designed to dry.
Well, it's also doesn't fling.
Hold on to dirt.
I mean, everything that they did, I would say for the most part, the interior cleaner is fantastic in terms of being able to have more cleaning power than like that of Express, right? I think it works better with breaking up that grime. And I would probably say that even their pit stop, that was something that the quick detailer where everybody was surprised on camera because when we were wiping down that KTM dirt bike, you could see like that instantaneous gloss, like the second you flip that towel over. And that was super cool to see. And so something to definitely check out and pick up. I mean, so whether you have, you know, an off-road Jeep, whether you have an off-road truck, it's going to work on everything from all normal vehicles to everything off-road related. And there's something in there for everybody. And so I think that that's probably what I'll end up using on my own rig, right?
Nice.
My off-road rig, my Dodge Ram, my 2001 Dodge Ram 1500.
Ooh, I thought you had an off-road motorcycle.
Oh, no, that doesn't go off-road, Ivan.
Kind of go scrambling over some dirt, huh?
Yeah, I go scrambling over just normal tarmac, that's what it is.
You're really gabing it.
Yeah, it's hungry for tarmac, right?
You got like KO2s on that Ram. Might as well make them useful.
Yeah. And speaking of off-road stuff, I saw a new towel.
You did?
Yes.
You did.
Quite a large towel.
So very large. Almost bus-sized, but anyways.
Almost.
Well, David Cervantes just used it earlier this week on a fire truck.
Yeah.
And said it worked perfectly.
So, Levi, what is that towel that we launched?
That's one that I personally have been working on for a really long time. Big fan of 1500 trucks.
Yeah.
And this towel, I thought, gosh, you know, if I could name it after, like, for trucks and things like that.
So you came up with that name and everything?
I totally came up with the name. Because crazy. I'm such a fan of 1500s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I like $1,500. I like 1500, you know, coins. I like 1500 cc's of Diet Pepsi.
GSM is in there somewhere, right?
I like 1500 milliliters of different chemicals.
Or like 1500
GSM?
Yeah.
Things at 1500 GSM.
Okay, there it is.
I thought, ooh, you know what? Let's make it a truck towel, and we'll make it the 1500 named similar. You know, a lot of people think of like, you know, a Chevrolet 1500. A lot of people think that it's just that's synonymous, right, Anthony? That coined term, Silverado 1500. Everybody knows what that is. So again, felt the need to create this. And then I let Anthony use it on his Dodge Ram 1500.
Wow.
Look at that, Piggy Trucker Jones popping up to say, wow, I won.
Congrats, buddy.
No, but seriously, Anthony was the reason we named that the 1500. Yeah. And it has been developed specifically as kind of a we wanted to make the biggest, largest towel we could. But Anthony has problems drying his Ram 1500.
Well, it's such a large, Joey, manly truck. I mean, the thing is I knew a guy. I knew a guy with an F-350 dually, right? Mm-hmm. It still didn't quite match up to the size that the Dodge Ram 1500 had.
Correct. You know, and that was one of the reasons you had to wash that guy's F-350 because you're so well versed in truck.
Well, the thing is, I feel like those second gen Dodge Ram 1500s. Mm-hmm. They're short just boxes, truly manly in proportions in comparison to like these new like Ford F-150s that kind of just look like cars.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like something about a second gen Dodge Ram, right? Mm. Maybe it could be the Walker Texas Ranger in me.
Possibly.
Right? That really kind of brings that out.
It's a real Chuck Norris.
It could be the Hawkeye in me, you know, that or the what's his name?
Some real Renner.
Yeah, yeah. That it brings it out in me.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I have a bus.
Oh, no. Ooh, I see where this is.
So I'm off tomorrow.
Well, we can film it today. The bus is here.
Oh.
There's one thing.
The pressure washer is only on that side, so I don't know how we're going to get it in the wash bay.
Yeah. We'll fake
watch
it.
That time. Is true.
But anyways.
Rinseless.
Rinseless.
No, the bus. Actually, we do normally do the bus with rinseless, but these people, three of them here, have talked to you previously about dirty rain in Idaho.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't got to experience it.
I experienced it for the first time yesterday.
Now you know what
that's like. And it is not an urban legend. It actually is dirty rain. So our little Fiat was clean when we parked it.
Mm-hmm.
It started to rain. It looks like I went off-roading with the Fiat.
Yeah.
The bus is just as bad.
Yeah. It just sat. It didn't do anything. It just looks like someone just...
Basically, he took a bucket of mud, threw it at the vehicle, and then it rained a little bit on it just to spread the mud evenly.
Yeah.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bus has a coating on it. The car has a ceramic coating on it as well. And no, did nothing.
Yeah, just stuck to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This dirty rain is a little bit different. It's built a little bit different than the other types of rain. Like I said, certainly when it comes to coatings, it just... You'd think the coating would do more. It doesn't, unfortunately.
Hey, Sue.
Sue Jane says she loves hers recovery three-step program from all the towels that she's been buying. I understand.
She just got hers. She used it this last week. She's very excited about it.
Yeah. Yep. So I do have a recommendation, though. So I was actually talking to Grainer's Garage. He's one of our Grand Ambassadors.
Mm.
He did wash his 1500 with a batch of Pluffles.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
What do you think happened?
It got clean.
That's what I'm waiting to hear.
Yeah. What do you think happened to the Pluffles?
The 1500 beat up the Pluffles.
Kind of. The 1500 and the Pluffle had babies.
Oh, no.
And those babies were now pink Pluffles.
Nice. So this towel's big enough. Wash it by itself.
So what I would recommend is, so I was talking to him about this because he was wondering, you know, why would the towel bleed? So this towel technically should have a chipped dye to it, right, which is going to bleed less than other red towels.
It's not a magic bullet.
It is still a red towel, and it is still a red towel that is a twist loop weave, right, meaning that even from the dye factory and all of that kind of stuff and the way that it's woven, it's going to hold that dye a little bit more for especially the first couple washes until it really, you know, locks itself in. So my recommendation would be obviously wash with Rags to Riches. If you can wash it by itself or with light colors, hell, wash it with your Dragos, right? Turn those even more red, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, and a lot of people don't know, but red and black are the hardest colors for us because of the fact that there is so much dye that is put into the towels to get that vibrant color and to get a true black.
Yeah.
So even though our towels do go through a pre-wash at the factory, they still, red and black specifically, have an extra amount of dye in them just because we have to get this like color so it looks nice. But you do have to wash it, and we do recommend pre-washing it or washing it by itself. That way you don't worry about it. And remember, guys, these are heavy dyes to get these colors. And so, like you said, Dragos, it's a perfect combination. Get those, let the dye read kind of die the Dragos.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, again, my biggest recommendation would be to wash it on its own, wash it with light colors. The other big trick, too, is, you know, if you're throwing in like something like Rags to Riches, you can also throw in some distilled white vinegar inside the mix as well. Distilled white vinegar actually helps kind of lock in the mm-hmm. color a little bit more, helps yeah. release it to where it's at least not bleeding as much. And so I would do that at first, just the first couple washes, just to make sure it's good to go. At that point in time, after that, you have a perfectly good towel. And most people aren't worried about the bleeding thing, yeah. but it's only the few light color towels we have. The yep. Pluffle, the Everest, the Creature.
Yeah, that's about it.
Was that it?
Well, unless you have a yellow towel and you're washing them with the blue
no,
towels.
No, but the red and yellow actually doesn't, it's not as bad as what you think it would be. They actually play pretty well together. So white, so Pluffle, Everest.
It's our ice grays and our whites.
Ice gray.
Yeah.
And then maybe a cyclone, right? A cyclone in this might end up with a little bit of a pinker cyclone, right?
Yeah, because it's got white fiber.
Anyways, just something to think about. We just want to be transparent just because it's just it's a big red twist.
My thoughts watching the TRC while having COVID from Grant Hawtrey. Oh, yeah, I was pulled
here,
from his.
I'll do Grant first here.
And then look at his next comment. So 11 out of 10,
so you
guys.
Exceeded expectations.
Thank you, Grant. I am proud of that.
Grant, what's my room for improvement? Where am
75%.
I think he's doing it because I rate things slightly lower than
75%,
they feel they
should be. Not bad.
Screw you guys. He gave me a 3 out of 10.
30%. You could be better.
Yeah. No, you know it was what? Probably because of that damn scent rant I went on
probably.
For Starnaglass.
Well, you kind of showed
everybody's,
your true colors.
Everybody.
A lot of people, a lot of new people got kind of scared.
Everybody dinged me for that because this guy's just way into freaking fragrances. Yeah. I'm like, you know
how
what?
How dare you?
I'm going to take this fragrance and
shove
it up.
No, but didn't you have your own line of cologne at one point?
Yeah, Ivan, it didn't work out great for me. I created one cologne with a perfumer. I believe he was in Canada. I
was
screwed
not
up. I put too much patchouli in
the
mix.
Yeah, I warned you about the patchouli from the beginning.
Honestly, it smells like a dirty old hippie.
I have, you know, bad flashbacks of it.
No.
But, you know, but I remember that you had your own cologne that
wasn't good.
No. I must say.
Said you were an 8.5 until the scent rant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm out here just trying to carry the show when things go good, when things go bad, just pop in as necessary. But I feel like at 75%, I'm kind of like middle of the pack. There's nothing mm-hmm. particularly interesting.
In high school,
when
you would have passed.
Yeah. When somebody smacks you with a super low rating, it means you affected them viscerally somehow. So I feel like as an artist, I appreciate when somebody makes an impact, good or bad, something stronger. Yeah. If you're just kind of middle of the road all the time, I'm more insulted than he should be.
That's true.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Dang. So here comes a scent rant, says Hans. But then I go back to Alex here saying, I was pulled into secondary screening by Canadian Customs when declaring my love for TRC.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, I hope you're walking right and everything is good.
And, you know, it was great meeting Alex and another big fan of the show, Luke Berkey.
Yeah.
So Luke was here, got to shake his hand, got to meet Luke. Great guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not just a TRC fanatic, which he is, but admittedly, but nonetheless, a great guy all around.
Yeah.
You know, and Alex as well, and a fellow Canadian. So, we were able to do the secret Canadian handshake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't get to witness that.
They actually walked. They were like, hello. Yeah. And then they walked around like these curtains that we had.
They
were like doing something. And we were like, what's that? And they're like, it's a secret handshake. Can't watch. We were like, damn.
But it works. Yeah, not until you get your Canadian citizenship. Yeah. And I said, how do I
get
that?
Well, it's part of the test. It's part of the test you have to take to become a citizen.
So anyway,
but they tell you can't show it.
There's something involved with bacon.
Yeah, Alex and Luke were great, man. Seriously, they were great guests. Yeah. And so, fantastic. You know, Alex, Grand Ambassador of the Year, I think set a great example, right? Yes. I think he got to have a lot of fun. I hope that maybe he's still thinking about it, right? Alex, he's still thinking about it. Do you miss your time here? Do you wish you could come
back?
He
said he missed it like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. We just had a ton of – I mean, I told Dane this several times. I love that everybody that was there, how well everybody got along.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was everybody was like already friends before the event.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
what we created new friendship groups that wouldn't have existed any other way.
No. Yeah. Well, that's what I told Jack. You know, when he first got here, he was kind of like, so where are you guys? What's the game plan? And I said, well, this is all just hopefully you get to, one, meet some new people.
Right.
And you get to know more of really the American detailing community that mm-hmm. is kind of the folks that are at every show or at every event, and this is how we grow the group. You get enough people that get to see who you are, and this is such a relaxed event that people can really just be themselves.
Right.
And they're not technically always on.
But the all-out fight between Chris and Jason, from Flex and from Rubez, was really fun to watch.
Yeah, seriously. Jason had a knife.
They took it out back. Yeah,
he pulled a knife out, sketchy. And he was like, come at me.
They literally made use for a new alleyway we had over there, right? Yeah. They have their own battle.
Yeah, they were,
They almost said, we should meet each other at the bike rack after school.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, seriously, the whole event was great. And having been in the industry for, we'll say a few years.
A while.
It's great to see all these people coming together. And it's on Facebook groups and stuff like that there's this animosity amongst mm-hmm. users. But the people that are actually in the companies and repping the companies, they have zero animosity against each other. Mm-hmm. They all know they're working to the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, they all know that they each have a customer for them.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
There's way more people out there than there are people working at these companies and stuff. People would be interested in detailing products. So there's no need to get all up in each other's business over, a handful of folks when there's a big wide world out there, people you can meet.
Just better. I guess on that note, because we had gone through the crazy experience of filming every intro every morning, right? We got to learn a lot of what that kind of stuff is like, and it is, oh no, Lisa. Oh no. Yes, you will be on my list. Until I start selling used cars, you will refer to me as Anthony. I kind of already do sell used cars, right?
You kind of do.
That sucks. But we filmed these segments in the morning. I mean, it was just what an awesome experience, right? To be able to go out and do that. And Anthony B with all of his experience, he knocked it out of the park. He made it feel like we were in a movie. I mean, he was rallying to get us a makeup artist. Did you know that?
He was, yeah.
He was literally rallying. Yeah. I said, is there anybody that can do that in-house, right? Get Jimmy to maybe put some makeup on us.
Right.
Jimmy didn't have the experience that we needed. No. But, maybe next year we'll have somebody that knows what they're doing. But what was really cool was that. But I will say all that work, resulted into one great final outcome, one great final reveal. But we looked
like professional actors.
Yeah, we did.
Melted so into our roles.
Too. Yeah,
But
I mean, out of everything, though, right? Let's just say
ourselves,
even including
enhanced,
including Sterneglass, and including everything. Did you guys have a favorite? What was your favorite intro video to film? Right. What was your favorite video to film? And then what was a couple of your favorite segments during?
I think the most fun I had was the dunes and the caves. Those were the 2 days that I had the most fun. I broke my pinky toe when we were on the boat. So
you don't know that for sure.
No, I did.
Yeah, those pedals.
But you didn't go to the hospital for that.
No, I taped my toe back onto my foot. Kept it on there for a good week and a half.
That's
taped to the other toes.
Yeah.
It's still painful. So I did break it because I've broken it before, so I knew what I did. But the other two... But the cave and the dunes, I think, were my favorite days of filming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Dane?
The cave was a highlight to me, but also going up Bogus Base, and I always love going up there. So being out in the snow, hanging out, got sunburnt, surprisingly.
Yeah, we all got sunburnt.
We're all pretty exposed up there. That was a lot of fun. Fell in a tree well.
That was hilarious.
Answer your favorite segment.
My favorite segment?
Yeah, during TRCMA. Or a couple of your favorite segments.
So I liked Jack's. I rewatched Jack's Stjarneglass intro. Okay. I thought that flowed perfectly. I thought it was good. I thought he did an amazing job. The other one I liked, I loved the Viper Chair segment between you and Alex. I thought that was hilarious.
The impromptu just stuffing things
in
the chair.
It was great. You guys, it worked really good.
And Alex is a former Grand Ambassador.
And Alex is a former Grand Ambassador. Yep. I thought that was really great. So those two really, and then... it was the most fascinating one, and the one that I find to be the most exciting for me is watching Justin Pate wrap the hood, because he does it.
He had everybody hypnotized.
insane. So, Alex Dorte, your brother needs some maintenance on the Lexus. So many dashboard lights.
What can I say? He's not quite the car guy that I am, but when he sees the stuff, he fixes it, and the rest he might just ignore.
Probably hasn't looked at it.
It's had some issues over the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony, what was your favorite?
So I would say that filming-wise, it was kind of a toss-up because I really enjoyed Bogus because I dressed for the occasion. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the cool air.
You brought an axe.
Yeah, I liked laying in the snow. That was fun. The dunes. I was probably the most miserable at the dunes. But
see, that's why I didn't say the dunes, because it was not fun hiking those things. As a large man, not a great time.
But, Dane, me and Levi hiked up the dune.
Yeah. Only we
so we're just going to discount all of them. Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. As the guy who face planted because they asked me to, I oblige.
Dane, you have to commit on this one.
I just don't matter.
You don't have to tell me twice. Yeah. So
we had to tell you
the dunes
times.
I did not particularly have fun with, but I will admit it was definitely memorable. So I would say between Bogus and probably the cave. The cave was had some cave vibes, right?
Yeah.
I wish we had either dressed a little bit different for the caves. We weren't expecting it was going to be so cold. Probably had more snacks. We probably should have lit a damn fire down there.
Yeah.
The fire would have been pretty awesome, but I think they don't allow that
anymore. Didn't really see a lot of the cave in the cave shots. Oftentimes it's
so
dark down there.
They have no idea that we were in a freaking cave.
But that was something that, like, in post, we kind of came to the realization, like, oh, we kind of need to fill in some of the gaps here and stuff. Yeah. So we handled that. Specifically, Anthony Blaine handled
so
that.
So for those of you guys that are wanting to do a look up of the places that we actually went to, we went to Bogus Basin.
Yep.
So you guys can Google that, Bogus Basin Ski Resort.
Yep.
Then we went to Cuna Caves is what it's called. You can Google that. There's a whole Wikipedia article on the
thing. Good luck finding it, though.
But it's called Cuna Cave. It's literally a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lava tunnel up to 30 feet underground, and the ceiling on it is up to 24 feet. It's a huge cavern underground. And then we went to Bruno Sand Dunes.
There's your answer, Kirby for
the
Thompson.
Yeah, the dunes are Bruno Sand Dunes, and that is a naturally occurring dune inside a basin. It's been there for 15,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those dunes do not disappear. They stay there. They're just kind of trapped in this basin, so they move back and forth inside the basin, but they don't ever leave the basin, which is kind of a neat feature. Also, tallest dune in North America. 400.
No, it's not the tallest.
It says it's on
no,
everything.
No, it's not.
Tallest dune in North America.
Okay, which one's taller?
Nick, correct. Nick found one.
Oh.
Another dune has grown.
Hey, they made signs. Tallest freestanding dune in North America.
So how is the other one assisted, though? Is it just on top of like a hill?
Probably
or
on top
or
of a hill.
Because these are just sand all the way down. So that counts for something. So I think that the shots we got there
look great
after they color corrected them, and really they look the part. They impress some people because people are like, wow, you really did travel for this thing. Yeah, it was like a 2-hour
And then
drive.
The lake, is all in Jeff and Carolyn's backyard. It's their little lake that that we did everything in the back and their paddle boat in the backyard. So,
and shout out to the Ironwood Bar for letting us shoot inside their facility.
We spent 2 days at the Ironwood. Their food is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We all enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, we're all over the place right now. Sorry I didn't get to finish what I was trying to say.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's fine. It's happened a lot. This
all right. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
So I would say that I really liked the Viper Chair segment I did with Alex. That was just fun. I mean, we had a ton of fun doing that. As always, I think that the Rupes team kills it, right? Jason and Dylan, they always do a good job. Mm-hmm. They're very consistent with what they do for that. But I think other product, I'd probably say maybe I'm most excited about, weirdly enough, right? Those damn IK sprayers, those stubby bottles, the short bottles, the 500 ml bottles, the pint size. It's weird, man. You know, just good for them that they thought of coming out with these spray bottles that have become their most successful sprayers that they sell. It's just a really good idea that, you know, people rallied them to do.
Yeah.
Right.
If I can throw in a favorite segment, it actually wasn't even in the show. It was Jamie's intro and outro shows. I really want to shout out Jamie the cleaner, who took it upon himself. He just asked me, like, the week before the show, he's like, hey, Dane, so would it be okay if I did like a show before the show? If I just did like a thing where I got together on Instagram Live, did some talking, maybe brought on some other ambassadors or people? I thought, that's a really cool idea, Jamie. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. And then he just asked if he could do that, and I said, run with it. And he didn't tell me much else about it, but when he got going, I really appreciated seeing what he made of it. And to all the Grandmasters who hopped on with him, thank you for making that show work. And Jamie, you did an excellent job. So I just want to give you a big shout out for having done that. Saw Mean Bee on there, saw a lot of the guys on there, and it was just fun. So I told them I want to see Jamie here next year, and we're going to make the pre and post show a little more official.
How can we do that?
By inviting Jamie to do his pre and post show here.
But where could we put him up at?
So we have a year to figure out,
of course,
a place that we can park Jamie for the pre and post show.
Oh, in the building?
How cool would it be, though, right? Jamie at the Home to Suites, right? Jamie in the lobby at the Home to Suites, right? Getting breakfast every in the morning. Pre-show, the pre-show for the pre-show.
Does a little food review while he's setting up.
And we get him set up somewhere around here as a pre-show, post-show situation. That'd be pretty fun.
Tyler Graff saying, sad there were no IK caps.
I saw so many comments about lids. So
here's the
many.
Deal.
They just keep coming.
You guys, email.
Some you guys 3D no, listen. Email. No, listen. You guys have gone crazy on those caps and asked so many questions. I got a message from Ibon this morning.
We have tried so many times to tell those guys about this.
Tell me the who, the why, the how, the what you need for this. Why all that stuff?
We've been pressuring
a bond. I sent that to you 3 years ago.
Yeah, we have been on this.
Yeah, but the fact that you guys haven't let it die,
we all appreciate.
They realize that it's been 3 years that you guys have been asking for these. So,
so people,
I'm not saying that they're going to do it, but they are actually actively asking.
Well, because, you know, there is
someone's making one.
Somebody's making one right now on the Rag Company podcast. 3D,
and it's a special thread.
Sorry,
I normally am
pretty good about names right now, but this time I am completely blanking.
Those of you watching, you know who we're talking about.
But it's on the group page. Yeah.
It's on the group page. I think we're all excited to see, you know, what the final outcome of that is. And so, other than that, I guess Ivan was only here for the final day. So did you see anything, even looking back through the feed? Was there any particular presentation other than your own that you really liked?
Well, my own, no. But anyways, I don't like looking at myself. The, you know, in the intros, the little films, I like when you guys went through the drive-thru. That was a true representation of who these three are.
That's fair.
The rest was acting. That was just them. It had nothing to do with the script. So that was fun. It was entertaining. All the intros and outros were great. And I believe the editing crew is putting them into one video.
Yes. Yeah, that will be a standalone movie, short film of sorts.
So, we might see you at Cannes. Next year, or Sundance Film Festival,
that. I'm excited about that.
What if it just goes viral?
What if Anthony gets famous because of just a horribly made video that his new company made?
The production
but he's
values
made
on
numbers
that
of others well of made. Great movies, yeah. But this is what he gets his recognition
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be hilarious.
Oh my god.
No, that
it's like Nate making the Dreammaker T-shirt.
Yeah.
To me, the most important part of the TRCMA was the introduction of Stjarnaglass. It's something that we're bringing, you guys are bringing a new new perspective to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Stjarnaglass is squarely aimed at the do-it-yourselfer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a professional detailer, yes, they're spectacular products. They're great. They do what they say they're going to do. But for the home user that's having fun on the weekend washing their car, they're just fun products.
Yeah, and you look good doing it.
Yeah, exactly. The whole labeling and everything. And Jack, if you didn't see the presentation, it was the Friday afternoon presentation. You need to go back and look at it. The guy is just a master of communication.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. And you can also find him on Top Gear.
Yeah, that's what that's one of the things that if you haven't checked it out, go to the Top Gear YouTube channel and look up Clean Team.
Yeah.
And he's got three episodes out right now that you can watch.
Top Gear.
Him and Joe and the two of them washing cars and detailing cars for
pretty
folks.
Cool. I was asking Jack because I said, hey, I'm not trying to fanboy right now, but obviously, you know, we love Top Gear.
Yeah.
And he's like, the crew that you're filming with, right, the camera guys, are they the same guys that also shoot Top Gear? And he's like, yes, it's literally the exact same people. And I said, wow. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty rare.
I'm like, that's pretty sweet.
He told me some pretty fascinating stuff.
That you get to, you know, and so he told me, he told us about some of the hosts and, you know, kind of talked about the current lineup of hosts and talked about that. And I thought that was pretty awesome just to kind of know, I don't know, more intricate stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, honestly, I said, now that, you know, Jeremy Clarkson and the rest of the original Top Gear gang has moved on to the Grand Tour, I said, in terms of fame, right?
Yeah.
Like, how famous would you say these guys are? And he's like, without doubt, probably the most famous people in all of the UK. And I said, really? The most famous? He says,
short of the queen.
They are the most, like, the most notable people. Mm-hmm. If you were to see them, there would be no escaping.
Jeremy and James and Richard.
Yeah. And who'd you say, Reacher?
I said Richard.
Oh, I thought you said Reacher. No,
literally the opposite of a big guy with a custom fit is very
small guy, Richard Hammond.
But yeah, I just thought that was super cool. I thought it was funny. Just can't put that into perspective. But,
oh man,
no, Jack's just an awesome guy. So, with that said, a couple more comments here. Everybody's kind of giving compliments on Jack's presentation. David said, "I'm going to be a Marvel movie character, Moto Man. Who's that?"
I don't know.
Is that an actual character?
I don't think it's a character. So I just wanted to I noticed some comments. People go, and I hope this doesn't turn into a Wo-Wo's thing.
Situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Basically, I wanted to try and clear a little bit of the air for some folks going like, "Oh, what are you going to do with this?" So there was a hole when we stopped carrying Wo-Wo's. You know, Anthony and I were looking at our product lineup, and we still were missing something. We were missing that fun thing, and that's why we started looking for a new brand, and we started looking and trying to figure out what we could do to bring that in. And as a reminder to folks, we were getting ready when we had Wo-Wo's. We were going to start manufacturing here in Boise, next door. Mm-hmm. We had built that. That was the whole game plan. We're going to bring the first load of products over. We're going to start manufacturing. We're going to buy all the raw. We're going to get all the products. We're going to start doing stuff. COVID happened. Yeah. We launched in December. By March, COVID happened. Fraser had to go back over to the UK to see his grandmother because she had apparently had contracted COVID.
She was dying.
Yeah, but what happened was, that was when they closed the borders. Yeah. So all of a sudden, Fraser couldn't come back over. We were still setting stuff up over here.
Meaning no product was being made.
No product was being made here.
Yeah.
He had to head back. He got there. He had to start making product because Wo-Wo started getting popular. People were putting in orders, you know. Rag Company U put in a large order. Clean and Shiny had orders in. There was lots of, and other Wo-Wo's distributors were putting in orders. So Scotland had to start making stuff.
Yeah.
Scotland found very quickly, right after that happened, within the next month, less than that, 2-3 weeks, raw chemicals were getting harder and harder to buy.
The whole thing, the
shipping
timing.
Pricing was going up. People weren't working because they were all home. They forced everybody. It was a full lockdown. People were sitting, had to stay at home. So once everything started kind of opening enough that people could kind of do some stuff, the difficulties in getting all the pieces of the puzzle back together to manufacture product was it was a perfect storm that doesn't hit everybody all the time, but it hit us. And we started looking at, okay, we sold out very quickly of Showstopper and Quick Detailer. How do we get a restock of that? Well, we're working on it, but it's going to take us a month to get it made by the time we receive all the different things that we need. And we're not just going to send you a case.
No.
We'd like to send you a pallet. Well,
and you know,
it's going to cost a bunch of money to put it on a plane, so we need to put it on a boat. And that's going to be more money. So we need to create a whole nother container full.
Right. And you know, one other aspect of that from the business side of things, the pricing that was put forth for Wo-Wo's was designed on it's going to be manufactured here.
Correct.
Now when you add in those shipping costs and all the logistics involved with that, basically you guys would have been paying people to buy WoWs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so all those little things made it to a spot where it was just like, this isn't going to work. It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And so we had to dissolve it. And you could still buy WoWs products in the UK. You could still buy WoWs products in Europe.
Under new ownership.
But you could still buy them because they're available, because it was much easier to ship something from Scotland down to London rather than Scotland to Boise.
Boise is hard to get to.
So
trust me.
That was where it kind of hit. Now, so we had that hole now. So we started looking at Anthony and I, when we found Stjarnegloss coming to Jeff and Carolyn, it was, we found another UK brand that we think will work. It's really nice. And that was one of the questions. How are we going to make this work? And so we've spent the last 18 months, almost 2 years, working at how this plan is going to come to fruition for folks.
And finally saw it on Friday.
And so you saw it on Friday. Now, it still had a number of things we still have some bugs and other things to work out in the sense of making sure we've got all the product. We've already got plans to do a reorder. We've already got stuff in the works for a lot of it. But the main key to that component is Jack. And Jack is an electric individual who is really trying his hardest to make this as successful a brand as possible. And I think he really showed that on Friday and just what he does in his current social media. You know, we had to build social media for WoWs. We had to build this brand. We don't have to do that with Stjarna. Stjarna is already such an amazing brand on its own that we get to be able to just show it off and sell it and introduce you guys to it, and you get to pick it up and use it.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. And
too true, Levi.
Yeah. We're super excited about it.
So Gorilla Jesus, Jeebus, says, a quick question about Stjarnegloss. Which product can be used as a drying aid in conjunction with Liquidator? I would use Silky as a drying aid. That's what I would do.
Yep.
And then Hans Closen says, will TRC be making Stjarnegloss, or will Jack just ship boats full to TRC?
Well, right now, he's just shipping boats full to TRC. Yeah.
Shipping boats full to TRC. The game plan. Which is, really, it's going to be the game plan. It depends on, I think it really just depends on the future and, you know, how much volume is selling to Stjarnegloss. I mean, there's a lot that kind of goes with that. I mean, the thing is we're along for the ride. See where it takes us.
And having played with the products, I can tell you they are going to sell well.
Oh, as soon as people get them in their hands, they will definitely see why it was something that we gravitated towards.
Yeah.
And I want to point out, because I know how the online commenter detailer, not all details, but online commenter's brains work.
Yeah, okay.
And there's this thing that people trying to win an argument do where they'll just stupidly go, oh, you got rid of that thing? So it sucks, and you were lying to us the whole time. No, the WoWs products were good. They were as good as we said they were, and they actually stood up to all that stuff. So I never want to discount that. But the fact of the matter is, things didn't work out. You have to find a way to move on, and so we did. But I don't want anybody thinking that they got something and they're like, oh, they lied to me, it's inferior, it's whatever, because they didn't spend their time with it afterward. That's not true.
No, actually,
so I just want to stress that.
Yeah, I know for a fact, because having been here, Levi and Dane... Tony. Levi and Tony worked very hard on the WoWs line. And the WoWs products, when we first saw them at Waxstock.
Yeah, Ivan was with me when we first discovered WoWs.
Yeah, we were together.
Yeah, it was me and
so
Ivan.
So when we first saw the product line, it was okay.
Yeah.
But you guys did a lot of work behind the scenes to improve the product line, to make it worthy of the TRC fan, the TRC consumer.
Yeah.
And that effort paid off because, you know, the line did improve dramatically. But unfortunately, like we mentioned, because of circumstances, because of the economic aspect of it and just how everything, you know, how basically the pandemic screwed everything up. But that made it so that it was no longer viable to proceed with WoWs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, what's the media, man? Live and learn.
Good questions here, too, say from David. I know we're talking about Stjarnegloss, but do you guys have the PNS off-road line in your hands ready
to
ship?
We do.
Yeah, it's here in stock.
We do. So it is in stock and it is ready to go. So this first order that we have here at the Rag Company is the first in the USA. Sorry, the first ever bottled, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally bottled last week, shipped to us last week, and is now in our hands. And so first batch, gallon sizes as well as pint sizes, just to get started. Yep. Eventually, there'll probably be some 32-ounce bottle sizes offered from PNS. I think bottles maybe specifically, and if we do something filled, it would be here at the Rag Company that we could sell us 32 ounces. But they're ready to go. I mean, they're ready to go out, and I'm excited. I mean, we'll mm-hmm. Yeah. We will. I know most people wanted to know when those shirts can be available too, because they saw the shirts that we had on, and they're cool, a badass shirts, shirt. They're really awesome. They're super cool. I just don't know when we'll have them and if we'll have them.
Now, this one I want to address, because we got Curly Wolf asking, how do we discern whether we are KCX customers or SG customers? You may be thinking that because both the labels are very appealing on both brands, but I will say KCX is definitely oriented more towards professionals. Consumers can use them just the same. There's no question about that. But they're definitely oriented towards a pro who can grab it and go, oh, that pH, you know, that kind of thing. It's very nice for that. Whereas Sterneglass is definitely oriented more towards the end user, somebody who's doing it for themselves, trying to enjoy it, wants something that looks good on the shelf in the garage, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's definitely a market for each, and there's no reason you can't be the other way about it. But I will say, Sterneglass is very geared towards the home enthusiast.
Well, and to tag on that, Curly Wolf, I've been using the Stjarna line in my garage for the last year and a half, and I love it. And if it was up to me, I would probably only use Stjarna just because I have fun with that line and I enjoy it so much. But I do have a few KCX products because they're good. They're really, really good, but it's like Dane says. The goal was we wanted to have, you know, PNS is kind of the everyman, kind of the blue-collar workhorse for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Stjarna is going to be the fun, exciting, silly, just let's wash your car and have some fun with it. Do
the
it with your kids.
Have it
with your, you know, have fun
stuff.
With your kids and wash your cars. G-Technic is very chemistry friendly in the sense that you've got a line of coatings as well as a line of products to support that. Am I right in saying this, Anthony?
Yeah.
You're okay. And then, you're a little, I mean,
what?
You're close.
Where's he?
You're asking the marketing guy.
I'm just saying. And then Koch Chemi is a very scientific high-end brand that is designed to be the top tier echelon next to G-Technic. So it's kind of how we've placed these four in our lineup.
Yeah.
In that sense of the four mains, you know, and we still do carry Optimum, and Optimum works just the same way. You've always used it.
You know what the best way to describe it? Sterna Gloss is going to keep us young.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's there it. You go. There you go. That's all you have to say. Sterna Gloss is going to keep us young.
Will keep everybody feeling.
It's going to keep us young.
Oh yes.
It's going to keep us young and hip, and whatever that means. If I see a guy like Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
Who is our cinematographer, our youthful guy, who has all the slang terms and stuff like that.
21 years old. Words
some
like
things bet. Just appeal to that kind of guy more.
And when he sees this brand,
he goes,
oh, man, this brand Fs. And I go, Fs? What's that mean? And he's like, I F with this brand. I go, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a good thing.
And then he says, bet. And we go, are we making bets?
And then somebody makes a Will Smith joke.
Not sus, all caps.
Yeah.
And we go, I don't. Okay.
No cap.
Oh, no cap.
No cap.
All caps.
Ivan's probably like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. So cap lock is for old people.
The slang, right? But the slang is crazy. But it just goes to show that the brand, obviously, it looks good, right? It appeals to a younger crowd as well, because I think an intimidating part about detailing for many people, especially consumers, is that they don't know where to start, right? And they don't know what they can or can't use. I think that Stjarna Gloss, it makes it really easy, and I think it's very well explained by Jack, who is a great presenter. And I think that people are going to have fun with it. It's the sense, it's the way the products work, again, it's experiences you'll kind of make and cleaning your car.
We have a couple 5 liters on their way as well. So for those of you that were already asking and had been asking with Willows, when are you getting 5 liters? Stjarna has 5 liters of some of their biggest products available currently. I think we have some on the order, but I don't quote me on it.
Forest would be the number one 5-liter that you'll probably blow through
the
fastest.
Forest, Snow, and Huel.
Forest, Snow, for sure. I would love to see a 5-liter. We're going to talk about this. We need to talk about this more with Jack, but he was talking about some redundancy. Not redundancy, but like maybe the confusion of having three soaps in the line and possibly eliminating either the Mata or the Bubbler, possibly, because Snow is a big seller for him. I don't want him to eliminate either one because I like him too much.
I love Mata. It's one of my favorites.
And I love Bubbler. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
So that is where it's a problem. Really challenging.
We have to battle it out, me and you, right?
With our gauntlets on our shoulders.
With our gauntlets on our shoulders. We'll see what people think. So David Cerrone says, I'm messaging about this, but thank you all for TRCMA. It was one of the best yet. Looking forward to the next year's. David, we are too. we hope everybody bought stuff, because the thing is, if I'm going to be completely honest, unless you guys are buying stuff during TRCMA week, we have to just
a lot of money to make TRCMA.
Us a lot of money to host that show, and we want to make sure that we can do it. We don't need to make money; we just need to break even, right?
Please help us break even.
Yeah,
I'm gonna help David here. David, you take the towel. You start by folding it in half.
Once
you've folded it in half, you can flip it and fold it in half the other way. Now, once you've done that, you can fold it again and again and again.
You guys,
a live sampler.
No, you guys
I'm
kidding? I kid you not. Let's
do
it. Do it with Ivan. No, seriously. Yeah. Let's film
next time
a
you're
towel
coming
folding
through.
Video with Ivan. Ivan, I'm telling you what, I think people would love it.
We can do that.
People
today
had no idea what was happening when we tried that for the first time, but it was a unique thing, and the people who got it really got it. So I think it's worth doing again.
Well, we can do
once
that
once a year.
I'm here for another couple of days. Actually, the live Thursday, I will be here.
So. Oh, perfect. Oh, that'll be great.
Q&A
that'll
Thursday.
Be a big hit.
Yep.
We
so
just
if you have
need
any questions
to
for me,
Anthony to snap the towel first, and we are golden.
Nice.
That was so. I mean, we'll have to show you a sample of this Q&A. It was the weirdest, funniest thing we did, but like.
Trying
was,
to keep a straight face through all
it
of that was
great. It was Nate. Mm-hmm. It was his favorite thing that we've ever done. And it's a huge compliment coming from him. He doesn't give out compliments.
Oh, no,
often.
He doesn't give out compliments.
So with that said, though, so let's kind of just recap our weekends really quick, just kind of what we did because we're coming up here on the end.
I can recap everyone's weekend in about one sentence.
Okay.
You think so?
Yeah. You guys slept.
You'd like to think that.
Yeah, I also would like to think that.
I'm still
that.
Very tired come Monday.
I got handed a baby. Okay, Levi, what do you do?
Very simple. Didn't have any cars, so I worked on my Jarl's Hangout, as I've been calling it.
Yeah.
Building my fire pit. Out in the front yard. Mm-hmm. So that's right.
So how is this different than the Dothraki pleasure tent that you had previously?
The Dothraki pleasure tent was in the backyard.
Yeah.
But a furious windstorm came through and decimated it.
Sure.
And
you had to rebuild.
I had to rebuild.
The Jarls.
So I've rebuilt in the front, a little more protected by the wind.
Yeah.
And I've been calling this the Jarls Hangout. A place where I think Jarl Varg would enjoy sitting and relaxing after a day of pillaging. And so worked on that, built the fire pit itself. I got to get an order of gravel in or rock to lay down. So I got that all done. And then Saturday, we just kind of chilled out. I tried to be as lazy as possible. I think I wore my pajamas most of the day. And then Ivan showed up.
When I stopped in, he was in flip-flops.
I did have flip-flops and pajamas on.
Yeah.
And Ivan came over. We shot a video, and we just kind of hung out in the MOS HQ for a couple hours and just hung out, talked, and BS'd. Mm-hmm. It was great. And then Saturday, my dad came over, hung out in the Jarl's Hangout, said, and looked upon it, and enjoyed it and agreed and said, this is quite nice. I like the placement. Kind of fun that you put it in the front yard. And I said, well, I've got the street that allows me to do this.
True.
That was it. Very simple, very easy. I just know that Monday when I came to work, you stopped by, Anthony, on Sunday and watched. This was great. Anthony rode over on Sunday, stopped by the house and got to watch Augie basically do his normal thing.
Yeah.
Go.
It's a combination of boredom and self-destructive behavior.
Yeah.
But it's like it's also entertaining because you go, how does this kid go from one thing to the next in a matter of seconds? Right.
I think it's his ADHD.
It could be that. Yeah, it could be that.
But name some of the things that you witnessed while on my property.
Well, I mean, I saw him. I saw him take an old butter container, fill it with sand, and then pour water into it.
Distilled water from my garage.
Distilled water from your garage, good. Which costs a buck a gallon. And then he made some type of sand pile. Then he flipped the butter container over, filled with sand. Then went and took an aluminum baseball bat and smashed it.
Yeah.
And I said, "Why do you do that?" And he's like, "I don't know." And so then after that, he goes and he grabs the gallon of water and a bunch of rope and stacks on top of Levi's dirty, dusty, gloss black hood. Mm-hmm. And then just starts kind of smearing things around. Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, that's fine. He'll come back to that here in a minute. Then he grabs his wiffle ball and he grabs his aluminum bat and then throws the ball up in the air, hits the ball. It flies right into the side of Levi's Suburban, bounces off the Suburban, and hits the Elantra. And Levi goes, "Yeah, so this is fun, right?" And
this
I say, "Augie, don't swing your bat near my motorcycle. I'll drag you by it." Mm-hmm.
Well, now you mentioned your motorcycle, it's on his radar now.
So I said, "Go out in the grass over there." Then after that, which honestly, if you tell him, he's very respectful. He will listen to you. But then my favorite thing was when he grabbed the rope and then started tying it around an old flower pot hanger and then grabbed that rope and then ran it to Levi's mirror on the Elantra and started wrapping it on that. Ooh. And then just took the magnet and just threw it on top of the hood.
Yeah.
And then was kind of dragging it around. Yeah. Actually got caught for a second.
Oh, no.
And I said, "What's your plan here?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "I don't know, just making a barrier." And I'm like, "Well, but I can walk around this." And he goes, I guess you can.
Yeah, that was literally it. We're just standing there. Anthony and I just standing there watching him. And I go, "Yeah, so this is awesome.
This is just what he does?
Normal.
Okay.
So why I'm not allowed to have nice things.
What are the odds on off that he winds up, say, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, in a Netflix true crime series? You know, he winds up being somebody.
It's possible. Augie's a sweet boy. Yeah. He's a very nice boy. He is a nice boy. He's got a darkness inside of him.
I was going to say, it starts with objects,
basically,
then it's animals, then it's people.
So,
I'm worried.
So you know what the best way to describe this? You watch that new episode of Moon Knight, right? Do you know when Ethan Hawke grabs the main character and says, "There's chaos inside you"?
Yeah.
That's Augie.
That's definitely something
that's
he would say.
So when the scales are tipping on the guy's tattoo on his arm, right?
Nope, that's
100%. And it's imbalanced, right?
He is Moon Knight.
He looks at Augie and says, there's chaos
inside
you.
There's four people inside of him.
I don't want to be clairvoyant, but...
And frankly, I think you guys are wrong with Augie.
Oh, good.
Okay. He's just a young kid.
Just doing kid things.
He's just a boy.
He's adventurous and has a mind that's ahead of his time.
True.
There you
true.
Go.
True. He's very mechanical.
No, honestly, he'll probably invent something.
Oh,
yeah. Which is 100%. Be crazy awesome.
100%.
It's going to be one of those accidental inventions. He's trying to do something destructive, but accidentally makes something great.
Oh, no, that's exactly what he does.
I would hope that's the way his life turns out.
What did you do this weekend? You worked on a couple things.
You know, it was like around the house stuff. It was mostly working on getting some new plants put up, and then I got to rehang my lights. I haven't done that, but I need to do a few things around the house to make it more presentable. I did, on the last day there that Alex and Luke were there, I brought them through my house.
Ah, they get to
showed them
get
the place.
Take a tour of the
because I had to
compound.
Go swap cars. So Gabe helped me drop them off at my house, and then I grabbed the van and we took it for a drive before dinner, and that was fun. I took them up Bogus Basin, gave them a little terrifying ride.
The van
of a
made
van
it up Bogus
the road.
Basin?
Barely. It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's good
like
fun.
Crazy going
you ask turn. Them how scared they were. I'm sure they would say they were very scared. Because, first of all, you're sitting, on
well,
top
you're
of
driving.
The front wheel. So
yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm a granny driver. Everybody complains I'm a granny driver, if anything. But it was fun. And, they got a chance to look around and just experience the nature vibes that are my, grounds.
Ah, the grounds.
Yes, the grounds.
and
Chateau.
I hate the Chateau de Dane.
Chateau de Dane.
So, Tony AF,
yeah.
Or Anthony Fisher, what was your weekend like?
Yeah.
I mean, my weekend, so I watched my baby for most of the day on Saturday, a good chunk of the day.
Yeah.
Katie was like, "Hey, I'm going to work." I said, "Got it." So not as relaxing as you think it would be watching a 5.5-month-old baby, but she's doing great. She's a lot of fun now, right? You can get to the age where I can play with her, so it's been a lot of fun. But I did that, and then Saturday was pretty chill, pretty nothing. Watched some TV, watched the new Moon Knight, watched the Halo series. So like a good mixture of Stargate SG-1 and
yeah, there's some real cheese
kind of Halo
on.
Stuff, but I mean it's a little cheesy, right? But it's that's a good amount of cheese, right? And then Sunday, when I motorcycle ride first thing in the morning, so I woke up, threw on my Trip Machine boots, my Roland Sands leather jacket, right? Put on the good fine leathers, right? I wanted to make sure I want to make sure I look the part when I'm cruising around, right? You know, throwing out these fine. I gotta give you my wallet, Levi, but throwing it a nice fine leather wallet here
from your friends at Trip Machine.
From my friends over at Trip Machine, I paid for that, by the way. And I wish it was free. But went on a nice cruise, and I do the same loop now. I call it the Dane and Levi loop, right?
Nice.
I don't know what I'll have to come up with the name.
Head to the east.
I come up Hill Road. I pass by Dane's house. I cut down through downtown. I go back up around Warm Springs. I go past the Idaho State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stopping. Have you been to the State Penitentiary?
No,
yet?
I haven't. No.
We got to take Ivan there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I think he'd like it. Rich in history. Go past there. Warm Springs up to Bound Crossing area. Cut over by Levi's house, right? Then I take Levi's house, continue down Boise Ave, maybe cut by – I either go down by the school, by Boise State, or I cut through on back on Apple, mm-hmm. back through, down through the freeway, up Chinden again. It's a good loop.
Yeah.
But I still have to put miles on that scrambler because of that engine rebuild.
Yeah, right.
And so,
got to do break-in still.
But I did that. Thought I would film a cool YouTube video. I don't have a YouTube channel, but I thought it would just be a cool thing to do. And my audio – it's blown out.
No.
Yeah. The worst thing. I've never had that happen.
Like a new mic setup or something?
It was a new helmet setup. I've never had that happen before. I was disappointed. So a couple hours of writing, talking, just having discussions, lost out the window.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's
mad. But I did that, came home, and then enjoyed kind of the rest of a relaxing evening. Went on a walk, coffee shop, little ice cream date.
Nice.
Good time.
I forgot to tell you guys what happened to me Friday night.
Oh, what's that?
So Friday night I head home after a long, arduous TRCMA, right?
Of course.
So while you had the boys up at the house
enjoying
the property and the land that is Dane Hennen's vast empire, I made it home. While I was there, Carly says, you should take the kids to... my kids... Carly goes, you should take them to go eat because I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. And I said, all right. So I took the kids down to the Boise Fry Company. Thought, this would be a good little Friday night treat.
Yeah.
I put on my pajamas. Literally took them over there. So I have my house pants on, my flip-flops, and a hoodie. We cruise on over there, sit down, order our food. I'm going through. I make that post. I do some stuff. Waiting for our food. Get our food. As soon as we... have our little burgers and our fries. I got the truffle fries.
Of course.
Or the bougie fries. We sit down. Carly calls.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, I forgot Augie's best friend, Zoo Heights, has a birthday.
Oh, Zoo Heights.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, Zoo Heights, yeah.
So I'm like, what? And she goes, you need to take him. And I go, we just got our food. And she goes, the magic show is starting.
Oh.
I totally forgot. We don't have a gift. You need to go.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
get?
I don't think we have time to get a gift. And she goes, just go. It'll be fine. We'll get him a gift on Augie's birthday later at the end of the month. I said, all right. She goes, I've already texted Lacey and Gotti. Mm-hmm. So those are Zoo Heights' parents. So Gotti is Basque.
Yeah.
And so Zoo Heights is a Basque name. Thankfully, they only live like 4 minutes from us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I... round up the kids. Augie's like getting to go stuff of all the sauces at Boise Fry Company. Haul butt over to the Zoo Heights house.
You guys
house.
Are like speed eaters anyway, though, right? I mean.
No. So me and Hadley are.
Oh, but Augie not.
August
so much.
is it's like having you, Dane, when I'm trying to eat.
He's relaxed.
He's very relaxed.
He wants to enjoy his meal.
Likes to enjoy his environment.
Savor the opportunity.
So I said, you're going to have to eat this in the car.
Well.
We got to go. And he's like, oh, okay. Puts the burger, little Boise Fry Company slider, Dane, about that big around. Puts it in the cup holder, the rear cup holder. Jack, hello. puts it in the rear cup holder of the Suburban.
Oh, dear.
4 minutes. I know he can't eat, but you know who does?
Oh.
I engulf that slider. Ooh. Hadley engulfs that slider.
Gone.
Hadley finishes all her fries. I finish all my fries in those 4 minutes of driving. Pull up in front of the house. Hadley's still chewing as we're walking out. And I go, oh, still chewing. Okay, kiddo. She's fast and she's good.
Right, David.
She's not there yet. So Augie gets out. We go inside. It's a full-fledged magician doing a magic show in the garage with all these little 8 to 10-year-olds.
I'm impressed. That's still a thing.
It was the most amazing Friday night activity I have ever been to.
Sounds amazing.
So I sat down with Gotti and the other parents that were there.
How long?
And we were dying. It lasted like, we were there from 6 till probably 8:30 at their house.
Okay.
The magic show lasted till about 7:15. The guy was actually really good.
So like what was his shtick?
He took a rope and put it through his body and was moving it back and forth like it was stuck inside
of
him.
So he's just flossing himself.
Yeah. And I remember going like, holy cow. He took one of the ladies' rings and like did this and made it disappear in his hand and showed you.
And she's
watching
like, you.
And she's like, oh. And then he had one of the kids, he handed the kid a quarter, and the kid put it in a, like a little machine he had, like a little like candy machine. So the kid put it in, turned the knob, popped out a little ball. He handed it, and he's like, what the heck? Handed it to the mom, and the ring was inside. And all of us were like,
gotta love
how
that
in the heck?
Hand.
He never
That's
walked
great.
Over. He never walked over and put it in there.
No.
How did it get in there? So it was fascinating. And my daughter, who's a big fan of magic, was screaming at the top of her lungs. Screaming.
Wait, was it like totally quiet and she's just the one screaming, or was it everybody kind
of? All the kids were kind of screaming, but she was the loudest.
Okay.
I think Hadley with magic would be like,
she loves magic so much. So much.
She thought about being a magician.
I was going to say, has she considered like actually becoming a magician?
She's got so many magic kits and like watches every like there was one kid that was just being a jerk and he was like trying to call out all the fake stuff he was doing.
Oh, you know what I do? I take that kid, I kick him out of the garage and I lock him and he can't come back.
Hadley was screaming. Hadley was yelling at him to knock it off. Don't ruin the magic show.
Oh.
Like she was literally like, she was holding her ears because she does that when it's too noisy.
So she was like, shut up, stop.
Dane, what's that show where the guy comes out and he smacks that kid in the face? What's that called?
You're thinking of Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
When he goes and challenges the kids who are drug dealers.
Yeah, so you used to have a Silicon Valley guy outside. Don't ruin this for people or this happens to you.
No, that's about what was what needed. But then they had a pinata. It was great.
Oh,
but
geez.
Anyway, it was super fun. It was just a funny way
to
end the chaos that was TRCMA and how much fun we had to go like, I'm going to be, and you guys were all texting and posting stuff, and I was like, I'm at a magic show, children's magic show right now, and I'm enjoying myself. This is amazing.
That's
Ivan, anyways, what happened
Ivan,
on your weekend?
Sorry.
On my weekend, we relaxed.
Okay.
Did a little work on the bus. We made some content for our YouTube channel, so check it out, LaCroix Cruiser. We installed some fans to move the air a little better as we're driving. And other than that, no, we, you know, Netflix.
But Friday,
and chill,
you did, you went out, I sent you out to a junkyard.
Yes, so Friday, during the last segment of TRCMA, when Jack was doing his thing, and he did it extremely well, I went with Michael from Color Lock to a junkyard in Weddell.
Yeah, they went to Wendell.
Wendell. Okay.
Which is funny because we go, he drove all the way out to Wendell. What a trek. It's an hour and a half away.
Yeah, it's an hour.
I mean, California, you're driving that just to get home from Target.
As soon as
you leave the general closer Treasure Valley area, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Right. But it's one where we need to go out there. I think we need to go out
there. Oh, definitely.
It looks so really cool.
First of all, from the road, you see this place and it's looking huge. And there's a ridge.
If you guys are wondering, it's called L&L Classic Auto.
Right.
Okay.
And on the next episode of the LaCroix Cruiser, there'll be a lot of footage. So, but anyways, there's this ridge off in the distance, and you think, wow, this place is huge. Well, we eventually walked up to that ridge. And when you get to the top of the ridge, you see that that's only one-third of this place. It is enormous.
Insane. It's like 800 or 1,200 acres.
Oh, jeez. Easily, yeah. And if you need a car part from anything from 10 up to 1975, they probably have it.
Holy cow.
And
really?
They even had some Hondas there. I know you have a particular affection for them. They had some Hondas there.
What's the newest one they had?
A 1978 Civic wagon.
Yeah.
My little bit too old
for me. But you get some
me.
Classic Honda.
That's when they
stuff.
Finally went from the CVCC name to Civic.
Yeah.
No. What? It was always the Civic. CVCC was a model of the Civic.
Okay.
So that was the...
I always thought it was just them doing a play on words because of CVCC, and they're like, okay, well, let's just call it Civic.
Basically, the CVCC was a, like a...
Today I learned something.
Hemispheric type head. So they had a small Hemi head on the first generation.
So Civics. Were there like Z600s there or anything like that?
No,
like
nothing that old. Okay. So the only Hondas we saw are two Civics. They had some really eclectic vehicles, a couple Renaults, some Citroën, some French vehicles. They had some Opels sitting around.
Like, what's the Dodge van that's like the cab over the A10?
Oh, yeah, they lots of those.
Stuff like, okay, yeah, I'm thinking obscure, weird
so
stuff.
Michael's from Germany, and he is a fan of U.S. cars. Okay. The guy drives a 1984 Cadillac Coupe de Ville in Germany.
In Germany. Yeah.
And
pretty crazy.
Is it gas?
I was looking at getting one. Expensive. I wanted to get an 84 Coupe.
You haven't been to Germany yet.
Yeah.
You haven't been to Europe. But anyways... He was looking for a trim piece for his 1984 Cadillac. They had the exact same car that he has.
Holy
so 1984
cow.
Cadillac white Coupe de Ville. So anyways, was great. He was able to get the parts that he wanted, so that was spectacular. But yes, to your point, the those of us that are old enough to remember Hawaii 50 with the original series back in the early 70s. Yeah, exactly. McGarrett drove a Mercury. Mm-hmm. All the other guys drove a Ford. Well, McGarrett's Mercury was there. The Ford was there as well. And they also had what in those days back then in that series Hawaii 50, most people will remember that the villain in the show, the bad guy, always drove a Dodge A100 van. And they had a few of those there. They also have classic RVs, which was interesting. They're down in a valley that you can't see them from the road. Lots of old pickup trucks. So, for the 1500s, there was a lot of those there.
There wouldn't be like any Toyota Chinooks or anything like that in there, would there? Like the ones where they
have
little
Dane, it sounds like you're
going
to have to go.
Sounds like Dane needs a Saturday morning driving the van.
Or are we talking more along the lines of like shaggin' wagons and
conversion
vans?
They had
a couple
beautiful shaggin' wagons.
We got the moon windows in the back. Yeah, the whole.
But they had a couple of the, first-generation Toyota pickup trucks. They had a Mazda pickup truck with a rotary in it.
Oh, I love those.
So, a number of... Basically, if you like old cars, you need to go there.
Okay.
Dane wants to take one of the interiors of the Shaggin' Wagon and transfer it into his wagon.
Space oh, we
wagon.
Can do that. That would be a
you
fun
the van? The you van gets shag carpet? All right.
Yeah. Oh, not just shag carpet. There's other things that go with a Shaggin' Wagon.
Well, I don't want the rest of the stuff.
Are you sure?
I'm good without
it. No black lights.
No black lights there, please.
Waterbed?
Well, it's well used, Dane. Yeah. Just broke it in.
Yeah. And, little shameless plug for these guys. And actually for charities. So there's these coins.
Yes.
There's still some available. So we see the TRCMA logo. And on the other side, this one just happens to be Sterneglass. So Hijack. But anyways, there's still some of these coins available. All the proceeds from these coins go to charity. And I'm not talking just the profits. No. You're paying $10 a coin, $10 is going to charity.
Yep. 100% exactly. of the proceeds from those coins goes to the charity that given brand on the coin chose.
Now, I will say, that was a great plug.
Yes.
They're not on the website at the moment.
No.
Something happened. I don't know what's up. I got to talk to John and figure out. But a lot of folks were messaging me yesterday asking about buying the coins. There was something that changed or something. So John messaged me last night, just said, hey, we pulled them off the site. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
So be patient with us. We're going to let you guys know as soon as they're back up. But
right.
keep checking.
And, those of you that are in the European Union, you can also get these coins from the Rackham EU.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very
and again, cool. Money is going to the charities.
Yep.
So. But yeah, so that's it, guys. I mean, it's been a busy week, but we're going to try to get out some more content.
Yeah.
Grand Ambassadors for Q2 of 2020 2. We're going to hopefully have those announced by this Friday. Actually, not hopefully. They will be announced by this Friday. And care packages are going to start going out as soon as we can get those announced. And but yeah, going good so far. I'm still kind of, we're still in the judging process. I'm kind of laying out a big list. Dane's going to be joining in to help me here in a little bit. But we're going to get the Grand Ambassadors going. But just want to say thank you to everybody that made Tierra Cima possible, and everybody that watched and made this a show, right? Made this worth of being worthy of being a show. It's pretty crazy.
That was great. Really.
So
huge thank you to everybody who worked behind the scenes to making that all possible.
Oh yes.
We obviously were along for the ride, but it would not have happened without the hard work of everybody operating a camera or switchboard or any of that stuff.
David saying, so I know some websites have a tip option. Could you guys include that in your site for a tip to your packing crew or other background folks? David, text or actually email john@theragcompany.com, J-O-H-N. J-O-H-N. Now, Kirby Thompson did this 1 year for Christmas.
Right.
He ordered pizza. He bought pizza for the whole team.
Had it sent to
the Rag Company. He emailed John, and John and him got it figured out. If that's something you're interested in doing, or anybody else, to say thank you to the background crew and everybody that did stuff, feel
told
free.
The crew where it came from.
Literally, just email john@theragcompany.com. Tell him your idea, and he'll get it set up. And Lisa does say she accepts tips.
Yes, she does.
All right. Well, thank you, Mean B, for pointing out that we look tired. We feel tired, but we're going to make this work. We're going to try not to look tired in the videos we're going to be shooting. And I got a question from Tyler here asking if Ivan is staying for Q&A.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of that, Levi and I did some detox yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to shoot some more today. And if you have any suggestions for ideas for detox, send us a message.
Yeah.
I think his email, probably, just guessing here, levi@theragcompany.com.
That's correct. How did you know that?
Good guess.
You know, and his is dane@theragcompany.com. And this guy is tony@theragcompany.com.
Oh, yes. No,
send them all
please,
to Tony.
Send them all.
That's so weird. They're sending. Why is that?
tony@theragcompany.com.
Yeah, and I'm not lucky enough to have an @theragcompany.com email. So.
Oh, man.
Put in a good word with Lisa. Maybe she can give you hers, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, cool. Well, Dane, take it away. Please.
All right. Thank you, everybody who has been a part of this, who's watched not only today, but also all of last week. That was such an undertaking, and you guys watching make it all possible, and you make it even more possible because you actually pick up the products that you're interested in. We love that because it helps show that the show is really working, and we can continue to do it each year. So as long as you support us, we're going to keep doing everything we can to support you guys, putting out more great content for the future. So thank you for that. And if you aren't subscribed to the Rag Company podcast channel, make sure you do so. It's fun. We talk about our weekends here, and occasionally people like Ivan show up and add a little color to the conversations. We love that.
And if you like what I said, it's the Detailers Business Academy.
Yes. So you want to plug that real quick? Just give an ad.
I just did.
Oh, that's well, cool. Okay, there you go. Detailers Business Academy with Ivan. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We will catch up with you later this week on the main Rag Company channel for Q&A Thursday with Ivan. So see you then.
See ya.
See ya.